A veteran cemetery was dedicated in Mission, Texas today. Among those taking part was a local man who's been away from the Rio Grande Valley for years, former Army Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. Until last year, he commanded all military forces in Iraq. A cloud remains over Sanchez for his links to the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, and there are lingering questions about whether Sanchez requested, or should have requested, more U.S. troops. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It was a day to make even the most cynical proud to be American. Hundreds of Hispanics of all ages, wearing their caps to signify which war they fought in, all gathered to dedicate their new burial ground in Mission, Texas. Jasmine and Omar Flores Jr., whose father, Sergeant Omar Flores, was killed by an IED in Iraq, bravely recited the Pledge of Allegiance. Two elderly veterans played a nice rendition of Taps. And of course, there were lots of politicians, but there was one man who stood out, retired Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. Sanchez was from the Rio Grande Valley, rising through the ranks to become the top general in Iraq. After it was over, while the politicians walked back to their cars alone with their staff, Sanchez was mobbed by young and old alike for autographs and photographs. Short young women in ROTC uniforms shyly asked for a moment of the general's attention.
Carlos, how are you doing?
Hello.
Robles? You all are going to continue to wear the uniform, right? We need you.
But while General Sanchez is a hero here in the valley, his legacy as the commander of the American forces in Iraq is much more mixed. After the scandal of Abu Ghraib prison, the Army made it understood that there would be no more commands for Sanchez, and yesterday he retired after 33 years.
The mixed feelings are not necessarily about coming home, but it's about leaving the service of our country, primarily because there are still most of my soldiers that were in the 5th Corps that are still engaged in battle.
Last spring, the Army cleared Sanchez of any responsibility for the abuse of prisoners. A separate Army investigation found that Sanchez had approved the use of interrogation practices that indirectly led to some of the abuses. With the elections approaching, the Bush administration's strategy in Iraq has come under intense criticism. One aspect that's garnered particular attention is whether the U.S. had enough troops to completely secure Baghdad. One story has Sanchez briefing Paul Bremer, the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority, about the progress of the war. Bremer is reported to have asked Sanchez what he would do if Bremer could provide Sanchez with two more divisions. Sanchez is to have said, "I would secure Baghdad." When asked if that conversation did indeed happen, the general declined to answer, and he says the question misses the point.
The answer for our nation and for this struggle that we're in is not more troops. The challenge for America is to be able to put together a cohesive political and economic strategy that will make a real impact on the ground. And until we're able to do that, applying more troops to the mission is not going to solve the problem.
General Ricardo Sanchez says Iraq has to fashion a viable political and economic future. He doesn't believe 50,000 more American soldiers will guarantee anything. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Mission, Texas.